The following telephone recordings were made by Evan Dorbell in December 1975. What makes this tape so unique is that it was recorded directly on an open reel tape deck, right from my home phone. That makes it extremely high fidelity. Many of you are not going to hear the difference in quality between this and other tapes, and I know that because back in 1975, I didn't hear the difference. It was just convenient for me to record this directly onto Open Reel at the time, and had I realized how important it was, I would have recorded everything from home directly onto Open Reel. Listening to it now, it doesn't even sound like it's a recording. Now, being on the phone in those days was like being in the network, because all your attention begins to concentrate into what you're hearing in that one ear that is pressed to the telephone receiver. To get this effect in playing this back, I would recommend cranking this up so you can hear all the details, because the more you turn it up, the more you're going to hear, and I'll try to talk softly. Now, what this is a tape of is my setting up phone calls, most of which don't go through, routing the calls through various different tandems over various different kinds of trunks in the 914 area of New York State. Because the distances between the tandems vary from 15 to 75 miles, the type of trunks used are different than in the long-distance network. These are the carrier systems used for short-haul long-distance calls. They're noisier, dirtier. They have a sound all their own. And so what you're going to hear is my making calls to myself and to recordings that say your call did not go through in various tandems in New York State.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
I'm excited. And within the first 10 minutes, there are about four different techniques that I use that are not well known, none of which apply to today's network. In fact, everything here is completely irrelevant in today's world. But anyway, I go through so many different techniques in the first 10 minutes that I am going to have to do a lot of explaining. As you may know, I didn't have a Blue Box, but I did have an Arp Odyssey synthesizer, which I used as an MF-er, among other things. You won't be able to hear it well on this tape because I deliberately cut the sound of it way, way down. That was to avoid print-through. Print-through is a phenomenon which occurs with magnetic tape, where loud sounds on one segment of a tape get transferred to the adjacent parts of the tape that are rolled up right next to it on the reel. As a result, you hear the sound at a low level before it actually happens, and then you hear the reel sound, and then you hear it again at a low level afterward. What that sounds like is this.
Way down inside, woman, you need.
Well, I didn't need tones printing through on this tape. It would have really messed it up. So sorry for the low tones. The next technique I want to discuss comes with a caveat. Do not try this at home. The reason is that the old network tolerated this technique just fine. But the modern network will not put up with it, and if you try this now, you will probably damage every phone in your house, you will definitely put your line out of service, and you may even damage something at the phone company. Oh, did I mention that you could get electrocuted? So don't even think about it. You can be sure that if this technique still worked, I wouldn't be talking about it. What made this technique work was that it affected relays in the central office. Those relays don't exist now. So there's nothing for it to work on. But in 1975 there was, and I used it to reset N1 carrier. N1 carrier was used on distances between 15 and 50 miles. It used 3700 hertz instead of 2600, and that meant that you could not reset trunks by blowing the tone, because 3700 is just too high. It's outside the range of talk frequencies, and you can blast it down the line all you like and nothing's going to happen. Fortunately, there was a way to reset N1 carrier, as demonstrated in this next call. I'll be picking up a crossbar 5 line in Lynbrook, Long Island, and dialing a number in the 914 NPA. This goes to the vacant code recording in the White Plains No. 1 crossbar tandem over N1 carrier. You'll hear the call go through to the recording, and then I'll reset the trunk using this method.
Please check the number and dial again or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. 9144.
Was that what it sounded like? Yes. The technique was to hang up the phone while simultaneously connecting one of the two wires of the phone line to the hotline of the AC power. This was called juicing, and it worked because of the relays in the trunk circuit of the N1 carrier. It wasn't that the juice got through the carrier to the other end, it's that it would cause a relay at the local end to put on 3700 hertz, and the other end would see it as the trunk temporarily going idle. Then when you take the juice off, the relay pops up, 3700 goes off, and it gives you a new sender. The White Plains 1 crossbar tandem is ready to receive digits, and I'm going to use another technique called stacking. This crossbar tandem stacks, and that means that if I put in the routing code for Poughkeepsie, for example, 099, with no digits after it, it is simply going to pick a trunk to Poughkeepsie, drop me on it, and then we'll hear Poughkeepsie doing the handshake. Now we're in Poughkeepsie, and now we're going to go through the first known Goody tandem, Peekskill, New York's crossbar 5 tandem. All you had to do was send a call through it that it would not normally handle, such as a call to New York City, and it would put you on a connection that did not pass along supervision. So I'm going to dial 027, the Peekskill routing code, followed by 212, followed by a prefix and one more digit. First it does a long flash, then the call starts to go through to New York City.
We're sorry, but because of a temporary equipment condition, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording. 21238. We're sorry, but because of a temporary...
Now, the reason I put Poughkeepsie in the connection is that it was a way to get from White Plains to Peekskill without going through any SF, a.k.a. 2600-controlled, links. When the Peekskill Crossbar 5 tandem did that long flash, you might have noticed that when it went on hook, there wasn't a cheap of 2600. That's because all the linkage up to Peekskill is non-2600 controlled. But the first link after Peekskill is, and that means when I blow 2600 now, that link is going to reset. And thanks to Peekskill, the supervision isn't going to get all the way back to me.
We're sorry, but because of a temporary equipment condition, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording. 21238.
That's a nice sound. The supervision flash doesn't have that bassy quality, which is a byproduct of the fact that it isn't getting all the way back. Isn't this network cool? I mean, you can string tandems together like Tinker Toys. And, it all works so beautifully. In any event, we have now put together a unique connection because the first 2600 link in this connection is after the Goody arrangement. And that means I can blow it off as many times as I like and make as many calls as I like without ever worrying about getting disconnected. Let's find out what tandem this is, by the way, by dialing a vacant code.
Problem in completing your call
is dialed. 91410, that's Mount Vernon crossbar tandem number 2. The 21238 recording we were getting before is from Richmond Hill, one of the sector tandems of New York City. But Peekskill used Mount Vernon to get there, and the trunks to Mount Vernon are 2600 controlled, so therefore when we blow 2600, we drop back to Mount Vernon, not Richmond Hill.
We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call is dialed.
I love the way the N1 carrier makes the recording sound. It adds kind of a whoosh whoosh to every syllable. It's gorgeous. Anyway, now I'm going to call myself. Mount Vernon 2 is a local tandem, but I'm in Nassau County, which is local from Mount Vernon, so I can be called here. And I'll show you just what I mean by the not having to worry about getting disconnected feature. Thank you.
love N1 Carrier. I think N1 Carrier is really the greatest. Even though, as far as, you know, basic quality, it's not the greatest, but it has the most terrific feeling to it. At least I get a strange feeling from connections like this. This call is routing the following way. From my office to White Plains 1. We then stack into Poughkeepsie. Then from Poughkeepsie to Peekskill and put in a 212 number into Peekskill, which Peekskill sends 212 Goodead, of course, through Mount Vernon Tandem 2, 91410. It's been totally non-SF up to this point. The first SF carrier comes in from Peekskill to Mount Vernon. So then we beep off and put in my number here, which it will send through Hempstead, probably tandems 1 and 2. And here we have it, a goody call. Now this call is goodied. I'll hang up my phone. I've been talking for quite some time. Let me flash a few times, first of all. Okay, now I'll hang up my phone for about half a minute.
If this were a normal call, MF'd or not, calling from a crossbar 5 as I am, I would be disconnected in 20 seconds. But thanks to the Peekskill Goody Tandem, we're not going to get disconnected. In fact, if the person being called weren't me, that person would not be able to get rid of me. This Goody Tandem had a lot of nuisance potential. We rarely used it for that purpose, but you sure could if you wanted to. Now, there was a way to escape from a Goody Tandem call, and that involved blowing 2600 a little off frequency, and if you got it just right, it was off frequency enough to get through without engaging the filters, but close enough to reflect back off one of the tandems and whistle off the connection in the forward direction.
Hold on a minute. I'll see if I can knock you off. You're holding me up, but I think I probably can knock you off, so let me try it. Oops. You see, I'm monitoring the recorded tape, so that's what the feedback's coming from. Okay.
There you go. That was the Mount Vernon tandem resetting. The 26 was off frequency enough to get back through the filters, but close enough for Mount Vernon to hear it reflecting off one of the tandems further up the chain. And now we're sitting on a Mount Vernon sender, and it's going to eventually time out to the reorder. The sector tandems refers to a group of 26 crossbar tandems all owned by New York Telephone, which covered the downstate area, New York City, southern Westchester, and Nassau counties. There were 14 regions that the area was divided into, and each of these was covered by two crossbar tandems operating side by side. with the exception of two of the sections, which were only covered by one crossbar tandem. It was part of, and I emphasize only part of, an incredibly complex routing system, which just listening to this you'll get some sense of. And what I'm about to do is just go through and put a call through each of the sectors. I won't put all of them on here, but you'll get an idea just how complicated this thing is. And in most cases, I'm deliberately trying to get a recording from the tandem. In some cases, an actual call goes through. First, we'll hear a call go through to the King's Tandem recording by sending one of its DID prefixes without enough digits at the end. King's Tandem isn't going to like that, and we'll get the recording. So into Mount Vernon we do 212 plus 780 and no more digits. King's Tandem, as you might guess, covers downtown Brooklyn. And now the same thing with Bushwick Tandem, which covers the Brooklyn-Queens border area.
Now I'll just demonstrate a Tremont P recording.
We're sorry, but because of a temporary equipment condition, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording. 21226.
Two one, 226, as they always said, that was Tremont, which covered the Bronx. Next is Hempstead, famous for its long ring before the recording. Hempstead covered Nassau County.
Because of a temporary equipment condition, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording. Call 166. We're sorry, but because of...
Brooklyn Tandem covered Central Brooklyn, and here's a panel by way of it. Notice the panel pulsing. What's unique about the calls we've been listening to today is all the N-carrier, and specifically I have stacked up so many N-carrier links that it exaggerates the ghostly quality of the N1 carrier that's part of this connection. And these calls sound very different from the long-distance network that you would get calling from, say, New York to Portland. The long-distance network sounded like this. Notice the smooth, pure white noise.
We cannot complete your call as dialed. Please check your number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. 5032. We're sorry.
Sometimes long-distance trunks would have an eerie whine like this one. There's a reorder in the background, too. But still, the feeling was different. Then there's this one. This has a lot of high frequencies because it was recorded from the Crossbar 5 in downtown Raleigh, right in the same building as the 4A. When you hang out on trunks all day, you begin to get a feel for the environment and you feel as if you're in it. And to me, it feels very different to be in this long-distance environment versus being where we were before. And here we are back on our sloppy-sounding call. Next, I'll show you what happened when I tried to recreate this call. The network always has other people using it, of course, and the old network let you hear this because you had crosstalk from other calls always bleeding through, and then there was the fact that trunk groups would get busy and calls would alternate route. Now, I was specifically attempting to go from White Plains 1, the first tandem that I juiced off to reset, to Poughkeepsie, and then to Peekskill, and stuff started happening. The first thing I did was to hit the juice, which dropped us all the way back to the White Plains 1 crossbar tandem, like this. Then I dialed 099, which did stack into Poughkeepsie, and proceeded to attempt to continue the call.
But because of a temporary equipment condition, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording. 9148. We're sorry.
This recording was not gotten on purpose, but at least it proves that we did get to Poughkeepsie. 9148, that's Poughkeepsie. Unfortunately, we didn't get any further. When I tried this a second time, another problem occurred. This time I got as far as Peekskill, the Crossbar 5 Goody Tandem, which does a long flash when you put a call through it. But you may notice that at the end of the long flash, there's an unwanted sound. Here goes.
We're sorry, but because of it...
Stacking into Poughkeepsie. And now Albany Directory Assistance by way of Peekskill. Ka-cheep. That ka-cheep of 2600 was not a good sign.
What city, please?
The goodie's working now. Her off-hook isn't reaching me.
Hello, what city, please? Can I help you?
Seems okay so far, but when I do this... Yikes! That's real supervision, folks. Had I gotten it the way I wanted, it would have sounded more like this. See, that's the thing about the old network. You couldn't just follow a particular procedure. You had to listen to what was going on, because thanks to a different combination of trunk types, that's going to make a toll record if I complete a call, and I'll get cut off after 20 seconds of someone hanging up. So in the 1970s, we didn't need safe sex, but we did need safe supervision. Yeah, it's not as much fun, but it keeps you out of trouble. Really? The security departments were looking for completed calls to 800 and 555 numbers as a way to detect blue box use. Going through a goody was a way to avoid that problem. Now, of course, that didn't do me any good because A, Duffy already knew about me, and B, by 1975 I'd already decided that I pretty much wanted to pay for phone calls. I just wanted to put a few local calls through funny ways to enjoy the network, and so I sort of compromised. I decided to MF just to play with the network. And if they ever said something, well, the worst that could happen is I'd get my phone cut off. I didn't think they were going to send me to jail for ripping off a call that was supposed to cost 8.2 cents. Now let's go back to my unsafe, non-goody call and find out how it happened. I've never gotten an SF trunk between Poughkeepsie and Peekskill before. Might there have been another tandem in there that I didn't notice? Let's dial a vacant code.
Completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. 91411.
Poughkeepsie's Peekskill trunks were busy, and it used that 4A.
White Plains Tandem 4. It's a 4A that's right upstairs from White Plains Tandem 1, so we went all the way to Poughkeepsie just to come back a few floors above us, and this machine has SF trunks from Poughkeepsie. So I'm having a hard time avoiding SF trunks in order to get to Peekskill.
Well, now that we've got that 4A, Let me demonstrate non-gritty.
We're sorry, but
getting busy tandem number two.
What I've decided to do is to go ahead and use this connection, even though it isn't goodied, and demonstrate routing calls another odd way. We're going all the way from my office in Lynbrook to White Plains 1, up to Poughkeepsie, back to White Plains 4, and now I'm going to add another link to the chain by calling down to New York City a special crossbar tandem called VZ Tandem number 2. It's famous for its extremely loud dial pulses and MFs, and it also has a busy signal instead of a recording that says your call did not go through. In fact, on Ben's tape of routings made in 1974, he whistled off a tandem which timed out to a busy signal. That was this, VZ2, that I'm about to call.
Will you please hang up and try again? This is a recording. 91411.
Okay, so we've now added another link to the chain, VZ Tandem 2. Now I'm going to reset VZ2 using another technique called guard band. Now the goal is to get VZ2 to hear a 2600 without White Plains 4, the nearby tandem, noticing. We can do that by adding what White Plains 4 thinks is extraneous noise to the 2600. That extraneous noise is a second tone at 3150. Just high enough so that it almost doesn't get down the line. It's right on the edge, and it gets attenuated a lot easier than frequencies that are lower. As a result, when I put the two tones out together, there, White Plains 4 ignored it, VZ heard it and gave me a handshake. The call is now four links long and preparing to get longer. Let's hear some of those famous loud VZ MFs. Of course, the MFs won't be very loud going through all this crap. When he answered, I had to hit 2600 in a hurry to avoid getting charged. Unfortunately, I used pure 2600 because I wanted to get the hell out of there. That lost me VZ2. I'm now back to White Plains, as you'll see here.
We're sorry, but we have a problem.
Yeah, 91411, whatever. Let's get back to VZ. Okay, we're back in VZ in record time, and just to verify we're here, let's dial a vacant code.
7. We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. 2127. We're sorry, but...
That's it. 2127. One of six tandems in 140 West Street at the corner of West and VZ Streets. This tandem has a unique function in New York City, which I won't go into here because it would take minutes and minutes to explain. So instead, let's just put some calls through VZ and we can hear the beautiful sound of the old network doing its thing.
Okay, here's a call to each of the exchanges that it accepts. Okay, that was 240, now 630.
Jewish House, Parapet is 6.
That was a weird one. We went through to a vacant level in a PBX and heard crosstalk from other people dialing. Then the operator answered and it didn't soup. And then later it did go off hook. Next call.
call the operator for the correct listening. Thank you. You have reached the wrong number at Bay Ridge Welfare.
Sorry, the number you have reached is not in service or temporarily disconnected. The number you have reached is...
Again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. 21245.
Now let me demonstrate this clearly. Visa uses Varic 4A for all these things. Now I'm going to put in 780 plus 5 digits, which Varic won't like.
Again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. 21245. We're sorry, but we have a problem in completing your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator to help you. This is a recording. 21245. We're sorry.
Now 990 and 920.
Whoops, where's my 26? It's, oh, screw it. That's the way it goes in an afternoon of actual freaking. You never know what's going to happen. This is almost like a continuing saga, because now I have to set the call up again, and, actually, let's put it this way. Will our hero succeed in reaching the other codes through VZ Tandem 2, even though he's lost his White Plains N1 trunk? Will Poughkeepsie's Peekskill trunks ever get unbusy again? Will you be able to stand listening to another verbose technical explanation?
Do you think I'm going to let you keep playing on our network with your music box there?
Mr. Tuffy, what a surprise. Are you tapping directly into my line? You're not using a butt set with alligator clips, are you?
Yeah, I am.
By any chance, do you have your hands on the alligator clips right now?
No, negative, negative.
Okay, just curious.
Mr. Ness is touching the clips. He's got his hands across them right now. Wait a second. He's on the floor face down. Hey, DeWitt. No sleeping on the job. Don't know what got into it.
Seriously, folks, I was just making light of it. But none of these techniques work in today's network. The network of the 70s no longer exists. All of this is history. And juicing, though it won't work, will mess up your phone line, wreck your equipment and maybe the phone companies, and possibly injure somebody. Now, some of you may be fortunate enough to still be served by an old switch like a 1 or 1A ESS. Well, in 1978, I tried juicing my 1A ESS line, and basically, it didn't work then, so you can bet it wouldn't work now. What it did do was cut my line off, protecting itself from what it correctly determined was a cross with power lines. So nothing was harmed, except my pride when I had to sheepishly call repair service and hope they didn't ask too many questions. Enough said. I hope. Anyway, in part two, there's more of this kind of thing.